Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. The great outdoor fresh air life is supposed to help in preventing colds. All I know is that every time I do any gardening, I catch a corker, elastic legs, bunged up hooter, the lot. Luckily, I hate gardening. Yeah. But the great outdoor fresh air life on Troutbridge hasn't helped them either. Most of the ship's company are in sick bay with something called Onabushkan flu.
Able Seaman Johnson hasn't caught the flu, so Able Seaman Johnson's got all the work to do. And if Able Seaman Johnson doesn't get a chance to stop, Able Seaman Johnson's gonna blow his top.
Johnson!
Able Seaman Johnson hasn't caught the flu.
Johnson! You'll catch someone else in a minute. You don't stop these vocalizing verbosities. You lard body Liberace, you.
Well, I'm fed up. And apart from that, I'm browned off and all. Why can't I catch on a Bushkin flu and go into sick bay like everybody else?
Don't you dare. At least not until Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's caught it first. Where is on the Bushka?
You've had that. It's in the Far East. It's in the province of Kwangatang.
Kwangatang? Yeah. That's not a place. It's the noise a banjo makes.
It's a place, I tell you. That's where that destroyer in the next dock came from. And they're the ones who nobbled our lot with the Onabushkan flu.
I didn't know the Onabushkan had a navy. Here, I must go over and pay my respects.
Yeah, and see if you can catch the flu.
Yeah. No. No, I just thought they might be a bit short of aspirin. A certain relative of mine has a goose or two. Going cheap.
Well, Able Seaman Johnson's not bothered about who pinched them so long as some of the crew take them and get back on duty. Fatso's overworked.
Yeah, well, that reminds me. Emergency orders of the day for tomorrow. Right. 0600, Able Seaman Johnson grabs the decks. 0700, Able Seaman Johnson cleans out the galley. 0800, Able Seaman Johnson tidies Chief Petty Officer's mess. 0900, Able Seaman Johnson makes tick for 175 men. 0915, Able Seaman Johnson brings Chief Petty Officer Pertwee his cuppa first. Yes. 0930, Able Seaman Johnson brings Chief Petty Officer Pertwee his breakfast. 1000, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee gets up.
And that'll be Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's lot for the day.
You're in an emergency, Johnson. When we are severely undermanned, we must all pull our weight.
The only trouble is I seem to be pulling more than anybody else's.
Well, you weigh more than anybody else.
Blimey, more trouble is number one, eh?
Oh, good morning, Chief.
Stone me. Another one for a kip in the sick bay.
No, not yet, Chief. I've got a hot hooter, but it won't develop into on the bush and flu blasted. You and Johnson still on your feet, I see.
Well, he is, sir, but I'm not. I'm on my knees, sir.
You be quiet, grumble guts. You go and get cooking.
Oh, you're acting as cook, are you, Johnson? In that case, do you think you would try your hand at something other than hum grummet soup? Roast hum grummet and two veg, followed by hum grummet and custard? Oh, and whilst we're on the subject of complaints, there's something else. I realize that we're all having to carry on under extreme difficulties and that those who are left on duty are severely overworked. With one possible exception. However, even at times like these, there are certain standards which must be maintained at all costs. And I regret to say that this morning, those standards are in danger of falling below the tradition set by the Royal Navy.
Tell me, sir, what's happened?
I haven't got a clean hanky.
Oh, what a shame, sir. Oh, a great tragic, I'm sure, sir. Especially with an hot hooter.
With all due respect, sir, what I need on this ship is another 70 pairs of hands.
I wonder if Captain Povey could find us a few spare ratings to bring us up to strength. After all, when a chap can't get a clean hanky, well, something's got to be done.
Yes, sir. And supposing you was to get on a Bushkin flu, you wouldn't have anything to go into.
Yes, quite. I'll go and see Captain Povey right away.
Honestly, sir, I don't see why you couldn't come to old Thundergut's office on your own.
Just an elementary precaution, Mr. Phillips. I find it cozier to outnumber him. And there's something else.
Oh, what's that, sir?
Well, if we happen to have dropped a clanger, it's such a comfort to have you there to blame.
Oh, that's jolly nice of you, sir. I appreciate the thought, but...
Knock on the door and don't be such a ninny.
Who is it?
On a Bushcombe Flue, Jones. I mean, Number Phillips and Leslie One.
Don't bother, I can guess. Have you put your masks on?
Masks? What masks?
Anti-flu masks in the box on the left.
Ah, here they are, sir. In this box marked, wear a mask is all I ask. I don't want flu, and nor do you. Signed, Henry Povey, Captain.
Oh, well, better put them on, I suppose. At least he knows all about their Onabushkin flu, which is something, isn't it? Isn't it? Mr. Phillips.
I can't breathe.
What on earth have you... Mr. Phillips, one mask will do. You picked up three together.
Let me out.
Here, let me untie. Oh, just you, a double granny. There you are. Carry on breathing.
Lummy. I thought Leslie had chipped his hat.
What is going on out there?
Mr. Phillips was just testing three masks together to see if they were airtight. They were.
What's going on out there? I shut the door, can't you? I'm in a draft. And where are my tablets?
Oh, you better come in.
Thank you, nurse.
Good morning, Captain Povey.
What? Don't come any closer. Wrench, Chaston, give them an antiseptic tablet each.
Aye, sir.
And bring my 11 o'clock pills. We can't afford to take any risks.
If I may say so, sir, aren't you rather overdoing the anti-Onabushkin flu campaign?
You're not in my position, Number One. There's no more room in the sick bay. So if I catch it, I'll have to stay at home.
Well, isn't there anyone there to look after you, sir?
Only Mrs. Povey.
Have another lodgings quickly, sir.
Well, sir, we wanted to see you about...
Never mind what you wanted to see me about. I wanted to see you. I've got a job for you.
I mean, that's all we needed.
As you may know, that Onabushkin destroyer brought Queen Jaratoga here on a state visit. And now she has to be taken back to Onabushkin. Unfortunately, she can't be taken in that destroyer.
Why not, sir? Have the Onabushkin crew all got their own flu?
No, but half of them have caught English colds.
A fair swap, I'd say.
Well, the Admiral has decided that Trotbridge will have to transport Her Majesty back to her country instead.
We can't possibly put to sea, sir. We've only got half our crew on their feet.
Oh, good grief. Well, somebody's got... I know. They've got half a crew, and so have you. Now, as this is an emergency, I'll approach their captain and see if they'd be prepared to let their men sail under you, so that Trotbridge has a full complement. And if they agree, Queen Jaratoga will be coming aboard tomorrow, and you will sail immediately.
Yeah, very good, sir.
On the way out, leave your masks in a cardboard box marked "to be boiled."
Aye, aye, sir. I wonder how you boil a cardboard box. I mean, you could never get it in the saucepan. Even if you did, it would go soggy.
Come on, Noddy.
You know, sir, I'm jolly nervous. I wonder what she'll be like.
Excuse me for interrupting, sir.
Yes, certainly, Chief. Nice to have seen you. Any sign of the car yet, Mr. Phillips?
I wanted to say, sir, that you're quite sure the bloke from that Onabushkin destroyer are aboard, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yes, yes. They went below hours ago.
Oh, no, sir. And there hasn't been a sign of the Bushkins ever since.
Well, they've got to settle in, I suppose. They're here. It's the cars.
How very observant of you. Good gracious. What an odd sort of car it is. It's so high.
Stone me. Well, it would have to be, sir. Just look at her hat.
Lummy, must be a sale bargain. All those sort of pagoda things. And look at those jewels.
Yes, about the only thing missing is the fairy lights.
Watch it, there's a bloke in his nightshirt coming up the gangway.
Most humble greetings from Her Majesty Queen Jaratoga of Onabushka. I am Oli Ping Hing Tong. Her Gracious Majesty, first aid.
Oh, where are your bandages and splints?
Aid the car, idiot.
No idiot, just aid the car. Officer Gents will now prepare for ceremonial reception of Her Majesty the Queen Jaratoga by happily removing all footwear, please.
Well, sir, we don't have to take our boots off, do we, sir? I mean, I can't. That is, sir, I don't want to, sir.
What's the matter now?
Well, sir, I've got a potato in my left sock.
Jolly boots off, please. Heads down and bottoms up for Her Majesty Queen Yaratoga.
Royal greetings all round like crazy. I am most happy to be aboard tremendous ship, big boy. Kneel, please.
Kneel?
Honorable Onabushkan Custom, Her Majesty will now present ship with Onabushkan sword.
Merci beaucoup. Humble thanks.
In mark of respect for able assistance to Onabushkan royal family, like me, for instance, Dad. Cop hold of this crazy razor, bye-bye.
Tell me you taught her English. Adam Faye.
Thank you very... Oh, this sword doesn't seem to have a blade. It's just the handle.
We are not a warlike people, Buster. We sail now, please.
Oh, yes, we sail now, please. All right. The chief will show you the way to your quarters.
One moment, please. How goes it with the quarters? Her Majesty desires one whole cabin to keep in, not a quarter of one.
Much agreed. Kindly dig, I am the queen.
Chief, perhaps you could sort this out?
It's most unlikely, sir, but I'll have a go. This way, your Onabushkan ship. Let's go and have a look at your court.
One Onabushkan, left hand down a bit.
One other bush, one other bit of this, huh? What are you talking about, sir? As far as I'm concerned, on a bush cut is a rude word.
Well, I don't see why. We haven't seen an on a bushkin since we sailed.
That's why, sir. They just came aboard, they went below, and they stayed there. They haven't done a flaming thing.
That's odd, isn't it?
I gather there are certain on a bushkin customs that have to be observed. Yeah. Monday was Think Day. Yeah. Tuesday, Silence Day. Wednesday was Eat Day.
Well, what's today?
Chat About Old Times Day. I'd like to bash them over their Onabushkan bonces with their Onabushkan sword handle.
You know, it's all number one's fault. It was his idea to ask for a relief crew.
A fact which has been duly noted in my memorial, sir.
You think he would have known better, wouldn't you?
You wouldn't eat, sir. You wouldn't eat. Oh, unless it was done deliberate.
Done? Deliberate?
Is it? Just because he hadn't got a clean hanky.
Oh, hardly. I can't believe it.
Possibly not, sir. Possibly not. All I know is, I'm not going to chat him until he gets us out of this extra work.
Well, in that case, neither am I. All he's done for days is show Her Majesty Queen Jaratoga around the ship until she's dizzy.
Yeah, and all this salt air can't be doing that pagoda rat of hers any good either. The girl's going moody. Aye, watch it. Here comes you-know-who.
Right, Chief. Mum's the word.
Mum's the word.
Good morning. A lovely day. I said, lovely day. Everything under control, I trust. Lovely day. I've still got a hot hooter, Chaps.
Right hand up a bit, Chief.
Right hand up a bit, it is. Mr. Phillips.
Good morning. I've just been showing Her Majesty around the ship.
So, I see. Lovely day.
Lovely day.
I suppose it is, sir, for some people.
Sightseers, tourists, and so on.
Yes, sir. Now, look here. It's not my fault we've never seen a sign of these honor Bushkin sailors. How was I to know that they'd go to ground? I said it's not my...
Left hand down a bit. Chiefy.
Left hand down a bit it is.
With pleasure, sir.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I've got to talk to somebody.
Well, try Abel Seaman Johnson, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to talk to somebody, too.
Yes. Yes, go on.
Well, as a matter of fact, I already have talked to him, thank you. I still haven't got a clean hanky.
Have it on! Pertwee's a neutral!
Lummy, what was that?
Most humble and curious greetings to British Royal Navy's number one son. And what was all that pull-out bang?
Well, we rather think it was one of yours. Your fleet just opened up on us.
Number one son and I reckon it's like a salute of welcome, Mum.
It's not so, Blondie. Honor Bushkin fleet don't dig their majesty is on British ship. And crazy firework was warning you are approaching on a Bushkin waters.
No foreign boat craft may enter our most humble waters without a happy time in quarantine, please. For 1 year, if this is most agreeable. In this way, we avoid all possibilities of having on a Bushkin flu epidemic.
But this is potty. I mean, if it's on a Bushkin flu, you must have it on a Bushkin.
This not so, kiddo. We don't have it. We just export it.
Well, can't you do something about this quarantine rule, Your Majesty? If we can't get to Honor Bushka, neither can you.
Might humble first aid suggest a solution to this most delicate problem?
Go ahead, Dad.
Only exception to quarantine rule, being high-ranking Honor Bushkin court officials, humbly suggest making all on ship court officials at once.
Well, I'm not too sure that we...
This shall be done, man. Number one son is from now on the Bushkin Minister for Oceanic Affairs.
Oh, am I?
Blondie shall be second revolutionary officer for polling booths.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, Chief, what office have you got your eye on?
Well, I'm not fussy, sir. I mean, anything like Chancellor of the Exchequer. Like.
With respect, I suggest most fitting title for friend with most colorful language would be Under Secretary of State for Fruity Anglo-Saxon World.
Rather. Yes, he knows them all. I think he even knows some that the Anglo-Saxons didn't.
Yes, he does indeed.
And can we make that so, the councillor, for wash and brush up men?
With or without squeegee.
Enough, please. A ship now clear of quarantine regulations, and you are all now court officials of Honor Bushkin Court. We shall proceed.
Well, shouldn't we signal your fleet about this first?
This will not be necessary, ma'am. You will now fly Honor Bushkin flag. This now Honor Bushkin ship.
Of course, thank me.
I thought I was supposed to be the con man on board.
Just a minute. We can't...
Penalty for treason by Honor Buscan court officials is most regrettable assassination, please.
No, thank you.
Well, of all the right fiddles... Here, wait a minute. Hang on. Your Majesty, what's the honourable rate of income tax in Honor Buscan?
What, please, this income tax?
What, please, is it...
Up with the flag, boys! Reel on the Bushka! On the Bushka, reel the waves! On the Bushka, never, never!
All right, that'll do. You better fly their flag, Chief. We'll sort this out as soon as we get on land.
You just had to do it, didn't you? You just had to do it, Mr. Phillips, sir. You just had to hold an election.
Well, I am the second revolutionary officer for the polling booths, you know.
You mean you were, as a result of your brilliant election campaign, we're no longer the government, we're now the opposition.
Yeah. And how am I supposed to make my maiden speech when we're all in the nick?
How was I to know they'd always chuck the opposition into prison?
May I have a word as the ex-minister for gas wireless communication? I've just been having a crafty butcher's in the corner, and after finding the bricks ever so slightly came away in my hands, do you know I can see the beach?
I must say, I don't see that being able to get onto the beach helps us very much. I haven't even got my bathing costume with me.
And I'll bet that's a pretty sight.
Now, hold hard, chaps. If we wait until dark, we may well be able to get away. You see, when we landed, I thought the locals looked a bit hostile, so I left a portable transmitter behind one of the rocks on the beach.
Oh, bully for Batesy! With respect, of course, sir.
Well, it's worth a try. Anyway, we'll wait until it's dark and then see if we can get through the Goldstein on Trout Bridge and get him to send the sea boat over to rescue us.
If I'm the night Sir Bill, sir, I think he'll have to dangle a bit of promotion in front of him before he'll do a flaming thing.
Oh, why?
Why? Well, he was due for a 48 when we had to come out here, sir, and he'd already sent his Aunt Gwyneth the fare to come and see him in Pompey. Yeah, and he'd also booked on a room in the hotel. He paid in advance, of course. He bought two seats at the theatre, and he'd ordered dinner at the Café Splendide. Yeah, apart from that, he's laughing.
Oh, yes, well, we'll see about that if he gets us off this blasted place. We'll try and make a break for it tonight.
Hello, hello. Beach Party Bates calling Trowbridge. Can you hear me?
Not so much as a hiccup, was the stern reply.
Possibly if you'd found a rock a little further back to hide the set behind, it might have helped. It must have been laundered by the tide twice a day for a week.
Oh, the set's working all right, but I rather think the aerial is in the wrong place. If someone would care to walk out to sea and hold the aerial up out there.
What? Stand in the water holding up the aerial? No, thank you.
Just a minute, sir. I think I know a volunteer. Where's the councillor for the wash and brush up, men?
Here I am, Chief. That's me. I'm the councillor. Good morning. I'll see you in the next. Come back here. Come back here, you clod-hopping great cabinet minister. Go on, cut hold of that aerial and get wading.
You're rotten, you are. Rotten, rotten. I'll get salt water on the knees, I will.
Try again, Mr. Bates.
Hello, hello. Beach Party Bates calling Able Seaman Goldstein.
Calling who?
Ah, give me that, Mr. Bates. This is number one. Can you hear me, leading Seaman Goldstein?
Loud and clear.
See, hurry up, my arm's getting tired. Be brief. Send a postcard instead.
Belt up, you monstrous Marconi.
My arm's going dumb.
Hello, Goldstein. Come over in the sea boat and pick us up quick. We're being held prisoner.
You did say you wanted leading Seaman Goldstein to pick you up, didn't you, sir?
Very well. I'll try to arrange it.
I'll be over right up.
Ow! Hey, the aerial's gone wrong. He's biting me. Ow! Oh! I've got pins and needles. Ow! I'm copying hundreds of volts.
Ow! Tell me, what's that fat nick flashing and glowing like that for?
I'm I'd rather think he's let the aerial touch the water and is receiving a fantastic amount of AC/DC up his cable.
Somebody. I'm a
judge. Switch off, Mr. Bates. He's charging about like a jet-propelled porpoise.
Well, he's probably charging anyway.
Oh, well done. Goldstein's coming over in the boat, and Johnson slowed down to a steady 30 knots.
Well, at least we got through. What Captain Povey's going to say about this when we get back, I can't think.
As the ex-Undersecretary of State for Anglo-Saxon Words... I think I know exactly what he'll say, sir.
Honestly, Admiral, I just don't understand what's happened. First Trutbridge completely disappears, and now this honor Bushkin figure has turned up in their dock.
Oh, do stop waffling, Povey. Come on, let's get aboard, so I can give him his speech of welcome to Britain.
Yes, oh, very well, sir. Although, how I... Good grief! This is Trutbridge.
Trutbridge? Oh, talk sense, Povey. Is that the honor Bushkin flag, or isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir, it is. But look, there's her name. T-R-O-U.
Halt, please, and kindly remove all footwear.
What?
Oh, lummy. Thunderfeet.
Mr. Phillips, could we have a little less noise? As Minister for Oceanic Affairs, I must have...
Nandawan, what has been going on?
Here! What feeding out has whipped my last box of Honor Bushkin delights? I'll have his guts.
Cheers. Hey, Officer Pertwee, what are you doing in that ridiculous hat? You look like a walking pagoda.
A lucky souvenir, sir. I think its luck just ran out.
What has been going on? But why are you flying this Honor Bushkin flag?
Well, sir, we haven't had a flag lowering day.
Never what?
It's been all go since we got back.
Yes, Monday was Think Day.
Tuesday was Silence Day.
Wednesday was Cough Up for Jaunty Day.
Thursday was Eat Day.
When's Gin Day?
Oh, today, sir.
Oh, no, it isn't. I'll tell you what today is. It's Court Martial Day. Now, let's see. There's treason, for a start.
That's 10 years apiece.
Incorrectly dressed on duty.
6 months.
Sailing to report. A desertion. Attempting to dispose of admiralty property to a foreign power. Accepting political offices. Losing your shoes.
You know what today really is, don't you, number one, sir?
What, chief?
Copping all the muck day, sir. Everybody in the nick.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Able Seaman Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, Queen Jaratoga was Heather Chasen, and the Honor Bushkin aide-de-camp was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston,